This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Austin Travis County is back to stage three as far as COVID-19 guidelines go, so we thought it'd be a good reason, a good excuse to check in with Dr. Shalsha from Central Health. If you have any questions, want to find out more information at centralhealth.org. Dr. Alan Shalsha, I appreciate your time today. Welcome to Inside Austin.
Thank you, sir. Great to be here.
Now, let's talk about that return to stage three. That's certainly good news. What exactly does that mean for us here in Austin and Travis County? What does the return to stage three do for us?
I think as far as the practical, just daily functionality, not that much. It means that the disease prevalence is lower than it was, obviously, in the higher stages. It still means that, that we need to mask, especially when we're indoors in large groups of individuals, especially if we don't know their vaccination state. If we are in small group of individuals and we do know their vaccination state, such as, within our nuclear family and close friends, it is possible now to take off masks and spend time with individuals as long as they're asymptomatic. So it gives us a little more flexibility, though we still need to keep our guard up.
It's not time to take everything we've learned over the past 2 years and throw it out the window, I guess. How did we?
Absolutely, that is correct.
What did we do to get to stage three, and what do we need to do to get to stage two or even better? What's it going to take?
I think it's going to take the continual diligence to mask when appropriate, and we are also hoping for the approval of the vaccinations for our kids for 12 and under. The next age will be ages 5 to 11, as related to the approval for our various vaccines. And our hope is that that FDA approves that, and we've got some guidance, late October, early November.
And Dr. Shalsha, we've been talking about this for, 18 months, or maybe a little longer now, and we know a lot more than we used to know in the early stages of the pandemic. How effective are the vaccines these days? What do we know about the vaccines now that maybe we didn't know before? How effective are the vaccines against coronavirus?
Great question. So the vaccines are highly effective. I think one of the questions we had early on is if somebody was fully vaccinated, so whether they're vaccinated with Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson, and have received either their second vaccine when appropriate, or with Johnson & Johnson, their first vaccine, 2 weeks post-vaccination, they're considered fully vaccinated. I think one of the questions we had early on was, would people still get sick? And if they would get sick with COVID, could they pass on the disease? I think that has now been answered and that it is still possible to get COVID when vaccinated, and it is possible to pass on the disease. That said, the vaccines are effective, depending on which vaccine you're talking about, anywhere from 70 to over 90% from becoming sick. And for some of the vaccines, 90 to 95% effective against being hospitalized and for the avoidance of death. So still incredibly functional and effective vaccine.
And doctor, we know that they are effective, they do work, but there is a significant portion of the population that maybe questions the safety. Let's talk about the safety of the vaccines. How safe are the vaccines? What do we know these days?
So the vaccines are incredibly safe. If we think about individuals in the U.S., over 200 million individuals have received at least, you know, one dose of the vaccine. And the most common side effects are not individuals that are actually individuals whose body is are creating immunity against the virus. And it's just, you know, onset of maybe fever, malaise, which is they don't feel so good. The location where they had the vaccine, they may be a little sore, they may be a little nauseous. And so those are the most frequent reactions. And it's not, it's really their body creating an immune response and the initial generation of those antibodies. So incredibly functional and safe vaccines.
Yeah, some of the side effects are just part of the process, right?
Absolutely part of the process. You know, I think if we have seen any kind of really serious side effect, they are on a very small scale and related to, you know, by vaccine, and I'll give a couple examples. Johnson & Johnson for women under the age of 50 had a very small increased incidence of kind of thrombotic events of clot. And I think that vaccine was halted and investigation was done. And it was, you know, such a rare event that the thoughts were really that the vaccine is much more efficacious, you know, than the possible poor outcome. And then for the Moderna and the Pfizer, for adolescents, it's been shown that there is a very small chance of pericarditis or myocarditis, which is inflammation within the heart muscle. And again, the incidence is shown to be so low that the thought and the safety of the vaccine is thought to be much more important to get this vaccine out as related to the very rare side effect.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking again with Dr. Alan Shalsha with Central Health. If you have any questions about really anything that Central Health does, and they do a lot more than just COVID-19 updates here on Inside Austin, centralhealth.org is the address. Doctor, let's talk about now the eligibility for somebody who's not yet vaccinated. What is the eligibility? You mentioned that young kids are not yet eligible. Is everybody else eligible? Who should be getting the vaccine if they don't have it already?
Absolutely. Everybody 12 and up should be getting vaccinated. With any 12 and up is really Pfizer is 12 and up, and then Moderna and Johnson & Johnson are 18 and up. So if somebody has access, or everybody should have access to getting vaccinated, you can get vaccinated for free at, you know, kind of a plethora of locations. Please just get vaccinated.
And yeah, what would you say to those people who still aren't vaccinated? Is there anything you could tell them specifically that may push them over the edge if somebody's on the fence? Or what would you say to anybody, or maybe somebody listening knows some people, some family, some friends? How would we encourage them to maybe get their family and friends to come to the vaccinated side of things?
I'd point to a couple different statistics. First, to the individuals who have been hospitalized, those who have died or at risk for severe disease, the majority of them have been unvaccinated if we look back over the past 6 months. And then I would ask for specific questions as to why they haven't been vaccinated and what their concerns are. Because if we can actually answer those questions and, you know, many people have very valid questions. They just haven't had the opportunity to have those answered. If we can answer those questions, maybe then those individuals would consider being vaccinated.
And doctor, for some of us, some people in the older age groups, they got vaccinated early on. Is it time for those people to start thinking about a third shot or maybe even a fourth? I don't know how the booster shots work. Is it time to consider booster shots for some people? Who needs a booster shot today?
I think it's a great question, and maybe this is an opportunity to define kind of a third shot of the vaccine versus a booster, because we've talked about both recently. So for individuals who are immunocompromised, and these are individuals who've either had an organ transplant or have a diagnosis of cancer and are actively receiving, you know, some chemotherapeutic drug, those who have, you know, HIV in advanced stages, and other immunocompromised individuals, it's actually recommended if they have had a Moderna or a Pfizer vaccine, 4 weeks after their second dose, they get a third shot. And the reason for them to get a third shot is that thought that immunocompromised individuals didn't mount as fierce of an immune response as people who are not immunocompromised, and therefore that that third shot is recommended 4 weeks after the second shot. As related to a booster, boosters are indicated, and right now the Pfizer vaccine is the only FDA-approved booster, though the FDA is considering both Johnson & Johnson and Moderna over the next week. For individuals who were vaccinated over 6 months ago, been shown that there's been a slight decrease in their immune response, and therefore there's a recommendation three groups to receive the booster. Individuals 65 and older, and the reason for those individuals, if we look at the deaths across the U.S., 80% of the deaths across the U.S. have occurred in individuals 65 and older. Individuals 50 and older with a chronic condition, and the third group is individuals who reside in a long-term care facility. Then if we take a kind of a step back for individuals who are 18 and older and have a chronic medical condition, there is an option for them to receive a booster. This is really up to the individual and their care provider. And then for individuals 18 and older who have increased access or increased risk to COVID, such as emergency response individuals, people, healthcare teams, individuals who work in grocery stores, individuals who teachers. So any group of individuals who really has increased exposure to COVID are also recommended to consider getting a booster.
And doctor, we've been talking about coronavirus vaccinations and booster shots. What about flu shots? It's about that time of year now. The flu, I don't want to say was eradicated. Obviously it wasn't, but the flu didn't have much of an impact last year as maybe it could have, since we were all running around washing our hands and wearing face masks. What about flu shots, flu vaccines this year? Who needs them? Does anybody need them? Should we get them? What's up with the flu vaccine?
Absolutely. We all need them. And really from 6 months up, everybody needs their flu shot. And, you know, with people being a little more lax as related to wearing their mask, everybody's a little more concerned about the flu season this year. We're not, you know, in our homes. We're now back interacting with others. And so there is an increased risk to spread flu. And so, yes, please, everybody get your flu vaccine.
And Dr. Schalch, we're starting to run out of time. I'll give you the last 60 seconds. What is it we didn't get a chance to get into? What would you like to say to Austin in Central Texas today?
No question is an unintelligent question. If you have a question as related to COVID vaccine or any other vaccine, please ask your healthcare provider or care team. If we can answer those questions, hopefully we can bridge those individuals who have not yet been vaccinated. It's also important to answer those questions because when these vaccines become available to kids 5 to 11, it's important for parents or guardians to advocate for those individuals to get vaccinated, and that may really tip the scales as far as moving us, you know, towards a greater normality, you know, in the face of COVID. So please get vaccinated and let those who qualify at the point that they qualify get vaccinated.
All right, that's Dr. Alan Schalch with Central Health. If you have any questions, need more information, centralhealth.org. Dr. Schalch, I appreciate your time today here on Inside Austin.
Thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.